Gypsy moth caterpillars are munching trees from east to west across the state. For several years, the state has had a spraying program aimed at eradicating the moth. But along the bug's western frontier at Rocky Arbor State Park, the caterpillars got in, maybe hitchhiking on something. They've basically taken over to the point where the DNR has closed the park through at least June 27th. DNR Regional Gypsy Moth Coordinator Mark Guthmiller says the weather may be partly to blame.
This particular year was dry and warm and very conducive to gypsy moth survival as they hatched out. And in certain areas, we are getting isolated pockets, infestations causing damage to foliation levels, but this one is particularly high.
Guthmiller says hundreds of thousands of the caterpillars are at the 225-acre park, making things very bothersome for campers and other park visitors.
There's, in some campsites, complete defoliations. The caterpillars are migrating, looking for hiding places, so they're going to be getting into all your camping equipment, your picnic tables are a real mess. Some people have allergic reactions to the hairs of the caterpillars, so there's a concern there as well.
Guthmiller says by closing Rocky Arbor until the caterpillars change to moths, there's less chance the bugs will be transported to other areas. About 95 campground reservations have been affected at Rocky Arbor. The DNR is offering refunds or alternate campsites at nearby Mirror Lake or Devil's Lake State Parks, where spraying apparently held down the caterpillar count. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.